Resources of the Far West, decided to strike at the heart of the Barbary Coast. In an effort to stamp out the viciousness, Gearson sought for and found the Lone Ranger. This masked rider of mystery, though reluctant to leave the plains and mountains of the cattle country, answered the call and smashed the forces of evil in the Barbary Coast. His work in San Francisco finished, Tonto and the masked man headed north for the gold fields and the land of big timber. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Faster, boy, faster. Hail, Silver. Hi!
A large, rambling brick building, front of the river near Hartford, Connecticut. Directly over the main entrance, there was a small triangular sign. Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company. That was the building's official name, but to most everyone in Hartford, it was the Armory, as familiar and well-known as its owner, Mr. Samuel Colt. One morning in early spring, a clerk entered the Armory's private business office.
There's someone here to see you, Mr. Colt.
Oh, is that so? Who is it?
I think you asked her to call. She said something about...
She?
It's Mrs. Payne, sir. Nancy Payne.
Oh, of course. Tell us to come right in.
Yes, sir. This way, Mrs. Payne.
Hello, Colonel Colt.
Mrs. Payne, I needn't tell you how pleased I am that you answered my note in person. Won't you be seated?
Thank you.
I heard only yesterday that you and your young son are going west to join your husband.
I didn't know it myself until I received Gerald's last letter. He's made all the arrangements. Jerry and I will meet him in Independence, Missouri.
Splendid. I know you'll have a pleasant trip.
Did you wish to see me about something in particular, Colonel Colt?
Yes, I do. And I'll make my request as brief as possible. As you know, your husband is one of my best friends. I want to send him something. A gift.
Oh, Gerald will be very pleased.
Here. Here it is.
Oh, a revolver? And plated with silver. And with Gerald's name engraved on it. Oh, it's a wonderful gift, Colonel Cole.
Oh, more than that, Mrs. Payne. Much more than that. Your husband will understand because he knows the story.
Story?
Well, I've been manufacturing firearms for almost 20 years. In all that time, I've made only 3 guns exactly like the one you have in your hand.
Only 3? Like, where are the other 2?
Well, I'm sorry. That's a secret I can't divulge. But I can tell you that wherever they are, they're leading strength and truth to my personal theory about firearms.
That sounds mysterious.
Not at all. It's an idea I've been telling and retelling ever since I made my first gun.
What do you mean?
A fine gun has the same qualities as human intelligence. directed by a good man, it's a powerful force for law and peace. Directed by a bad man, it becomes an instrument of evil and destruction.
I think I understand. And that's why you're sending this to Gerald. You know he'll use it as...
As those other two silver guns are being used. For law and peace. Tell him to keep it. Always.
I know he will.
Rather than risk a fine gun like that falling into the hands of the wrong man, I'd prefer to see it at the bottom of the deepest ocean, or buried under a mountain. Forever.
I'll tell Gerald everything you said, Colonel Cole. And thank you 1,000 times. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Payne. And I wish you and your family all the good luck in the world.
In far-off California, in a secluded camp near the city of San Francisco, the Lone Ranger and Tonto saddled their horses and prepared to ride.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. Hand me my gun belt, Tonto.
Me oil guns and polish them.
Thanks, Kimosabe. There. Is everything packed, Tonto? Good. City, big fella.
Where we ride, Kimosabe?
Going north, along the Sacramento River as far as Marysville. Then east into the gold fields.
Why we go there?
Arnold Gearson has some mining properties in that district. I promised to look them over.
Oh. I'll be glad to leave city. I do not like city.
Neither do I. Living is much better in the mountains or on the open plains.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
It was about 4 weeks later that Nancy Payne and Jerry, her son, arrived in Independence, Missouri. That afternoon, as though it were matching human events, the sky turned dull and cloudy. Nancy, holding tight to Jerry's hand, stood beside the fresh mound and wooden headboard of a new grave. A tall, raw-boned man faced them.
Then Pa was really murdered.
That's right. I took care of him. Brought him out here. That's all I could do.
You've been very kind, mister. I'm sorry. I haven't even asked your name.
It's Miller, ma'am. Brett Miller. I guess saying I'm sorry doesn't help much at a time like this.
Yes, it does. You know Gerald, and I'm grateful for your help.
The gambler who killed Pa. Do you know his name?
A sidewinder called Cass Slater. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of him since the shooting.
Cass Slater. I'll remember that name.
Excuse me, ma'am. But what are you and the boy going to do? You going back east?
No. No, we can't do that. We haven't any money.
I happen to know your husband was figuring on heading for California. The gold fields.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm heading that way. I just thought of something.
What do you mean?
My wife passed away about a year ago. I've got a girl about the same age as your boy. You want to go to California, and you'll help take care of her. The boy and you are welcome to ride in my wagon.
Why, I don't know what
to do. It, Ma. There's no sense in staying here.
It's true, Jerry.
Of course,
but...
I'm a little previous making that suggestion. Truth is, I'm broke. Just as broke as you are. I can't pull out of here till I pay for having my horses shod down at the livery stable. But don't worry, ma'am. I'll find an odd job.
Wait. I just thought of something. The only thing I possess that might be worth some money.
What are you talking about?
It's here in my purse. Here it is. It was to be a present to my husband from Colonel Sam Cole. But now...
Hey, that's a mighty fancy shooting iron. Silver-plated.
Is it worth any amount of money?
I'd say it's worth plenty. I never saw a gun like this one before.
Is it worth enough to pay your bill at the livery stable?
Oh, no, ma'am. I couldn't take...
Mr. Miller, you just offered to take us to California if I help you take care of your little girl.
Sure, but I...
I'll accept that offer. Providing I'm an equal partner. Take the gun.
Well,
come on, Mr. Miller.
Are we partners?
Sure we are. Shake, partner.
What's on your mind, Foss? Still running the livery stable?
So you killed a man about a month ago, Cass. You gunned him down in cold blood.
What's that to you?
I happen to know that the sheriff is still looking for a witness to that killing. Now I can tell him one thing or the other.
Oh, I see. Blackmail.
Call it anything you're a mind to. You rode back to town today with gold in your saddlebags. I want some of it. Understand?
Or even pulling a gun on me.
Either you split it with me, or I take the whole thing.
Dirty little...
Yes, what happened?
Chip Foss tried to cut me down. I put a slug through my arm.
Yeah. He's dead. You can outdraw the best of them, Cass.
I'll look him over. Anything in his pockets?
No, not a cent. Say, look at this shooting iron. Silver plated.
Not bad. Never saw a Colt like that one before. Here, give it to me.
Here you are.
This is a real gun. Wonder where Foss picked it up.
There's a name engraved around the barrel. Gerald Payne. Who's that?
Gerald Payne? He's the hombre I drilled. I'm going to keep this. You get down to the livery stable and get the horses. We're moving out of this town tonight.
But, Cass, we just...
I can't alibi two killings only a month apart. Get a move on.
Well, anything you say. Which way are we heading?
West. California. There ought to be a spot for us somewhere in those gold fields around Marysville.
California Sierras. That's great country, Nancy.
Oh, more than that, Brett. Big, wonderful. And somehow, ever since we passed the California line, I feel as though we really belonged here.
Sure we belong. I guess if other folks can get gold out of these hills and creeks, the partnership of Payne and Miller can get some, too.
The partnership of Payne and Miller. Oh, you've been a real friend, Brett. Very few men in your position would have taken on the added responsibility.
Oh, shucks. It's just the other way around. Very few women would have sold a valuable silver-plated gun to help me and Callista.
That reminds me. I haven't seen Jerry or Callista for over an hour. Where can they be?
Don't worry about those kids. They can take care of themselves. Like as not, they're riding their ponies through the pass up ahead. They'll wait for us. Get along, you critters.
Wait, Jerry. Whoa. Whoa, boy.
Whoa. What's the idea of stopping here? I thought we were going to race.
The view, Jerry. Let's stop for just a minute and enjoy the view. Isn't it heavenly? The mountains are so tall you can hardly see the top. And there's snow on every one of them.
Yeah. There's gold inside of them, too, if we can find it.
Jerry, I think it was the luckiest day of our life when Daddy and I met you and your mother. She's been wonderful to me. Just like my real mother.
Yeah. And your dad has treated me fine, too.
Well, it's no use, Shorty. This critter's pulled a tendon. Can't go no further.
Rip.
Too bad, Cass.
My brindle won't carry two of us. We've got a fat chance of finding another horse here in the middle of the Sierras.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look up ahead. Just off the trail above the canyon. You've got a couple of kids on two ponies?
Yeah.
Come on, we'll hoof it up there. This is where my fancy Colt gun gets me a new horse.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Two outlaws are badly in need of a horse. In spotting Jerry and Callista on the trail above the canyon, they decided to steal one of their ponies.
All right, reach, both of you.
What are you doing?
You heard what he
he said, kid. Get him up.
You're after money. You picked the wrong people. We haven't got a bet.
You've got what I want, that pony you're riding. Get the dirt and do it pronto.
You can't take my
Listen,
pony.
Listen, kid, if you ain't off that cayuse in 2 minutes, I'll blast you off. Now move.
Hey, Cass, look. Come on over the rise. They're heading right this way.
What the... Who is it?
A couple of hombres. Why? They must be our hoots.
What do you mean?
One of them's wearing a mask, and the other one looks like an Indian.
Let him come. They won't spoil our play. You keep these kids covered, and they'll take care of the owl hoots.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode directly toward the trailside clearing where the holdup was in progress, high above a steep mountain canyon.
The owl hoot on the prod. You're asking a lot of questions.
Guess they gotta speak, Calissa. It's 4-2 now.
That changed my mind, Shorty. If we're looking for a horse, this hombre stallion is a better bet than the kid's pony. Slide off of there, mister.
Put that gun away.
You're under a cold drop. Slide off of the stallion or I'll...
Do what? You're not hurt. Keep the other one covered, Tonto.
Me watch him.
Did you see that, Calissa? He shot the gun right out of his hand.
And it's still falling. See? Down into the canyon.
You... Unholster your gun or I'll...
Anything you say, stranger. I ain't arguing with your kind of shooting.
Now, someone tell me what happened here.
Jerry and I were just resting our horses. These men came out and threatened us with guns. They wanted Jerry's pony.
I see. There's a law for horse thieves in California, just as there is everywhere else.
Listen, you're an out-hoot yourself, or you wouldn't be wearing that mask. My pardon, I needed a horse.
I haven't the time to turn you over to the nearest sheriff, but neither of you will need a horse to go down that trail. Move.
No one's left going to tell me.
Give them a start, Tonto. Over their heads.
Hold on, Shorty. Golly, I never saw outlaws fight among themselves before.
Tonto, they aren't outlaws.
But your mask...
I don't think those men will trouble you anymore. Their kind always use guns. They've lost theirs.
Say, mister, who are you?
I was going to ask you and the young lady the same question.
Why, we're just pilgrims, I guess.
And you don't live around here?
No. We're heading for the town of Cherokee, on Middle Fork of the Yuba River.
My father and Jerry's mother are driving a wagon down on the main trail. We were riding ahead of them and took a side trail up here. Then those men came along.
I see. You better go down and rejoin your wagon. Cherokee isn't far from here. You ought to make it by sundown.
We will, but I still can't figure out how you and this Indian... I mean, why did
you... Both you and I have something to be thankful for, Jerry.
I... What do you mean?
That the outlaw's gun is at the bottom of Yuba Canyon instead of in his hand. Adios. Come on, Sylvan. Get him up. Come.
Weeks passed. Leaving Nancy Payne and Calista in Cherokee, Brett Miller and Jerry joined the hundreds of men who feverishly searched for gold along the winding Middle Fork of the Yuba River. Some of the miners used a simple tin pan fitted with a rough wire screen. Others used cradles, sifters, and rockers. Two men who'd followed the river into Yuba Canyon used a sluice box. Anything there?
No, nothing.
Well,
Say,
what?
What is it?
Look, it's a nugget. A nugget as big as my hand.
Nugget? Let me see.
But it's not gold. Why, it's silver.
I never heard of a silver. Well, that's no nugget. It's a gun. Silver-plated gun. Let me see it.
It's mine. I found it. I'm gonna keep it.
That's what you think. Give me that gun.
Who are you?
I'm gonna get
it. Now, watch out!
Put the gun away.
Three shots from a silver-plated gun that had lain in a creek bed for 3 weeks. Two of the shots went wild, spending their force against the face of a cliff above the river. The third found its mark in the heart of a miner who searched for gold and found death.
What was that, Jerry? Did you hear it?
Sounded like gunshots. Up the river away.
That's what I thought. Somebody may be in trouble. Come on.
Right over there, next to the sluice box.
Yeah, he's dead. Shot through the heart.
Wonder who he is. Who killed him?
No way of telling, Jerry. There are hundreds of men working along the river here.
What's the matter?
No. Must be the way the sun hits that cliff and reflects into my eyes. See, there's a piece of metal up there. It shines as bright as a dollar.
Yeah.
We'll have to carry this dead man back to Cherokee and tell the sheriff about it. But first, I'm going to look at that cliff face.
I'll climb up with you. There it is, right ahead of you. Looks like a piece of tin can or something.
No, Jerry, it's not tin.
It's part of the cliff that's been chipped away by a bullet.
A bullet?
Here's the slug buried right beside it.
Beside what?
This shiny spot we saw from down by the river.
You look kind of funny. Are you trying
to... Listen, Jerry. I don't know much about mining. But I do know this cliff face is an outcropping of quartz. And this shiny spot is gold. Jerry, we've made a strike.
Your name is Slater? Cass Slater?
It might be. What do you want?
All I need is enough money to get to Sacramento. Look, I got a gun here that I'll give you. A fancy silver-plated...
No, I'm not interested. Wait a minute, let's see that gun.
Yeah, you can see it's worth a lot more than
that. Where'd you get this? Tell me quick.
Will you help me if I tell you?
Yeah, I'll give you enough money to leave town. Where did this gun come from?
I found it. Honest, I did.
Found it where?
In the creek. In Middle Fork. We're looking for gold.
Middle Fork? That couldn't be true. And what part of the river? Up near Yuba Canyon?
How'd you know?
Oh, here. Here's your money.
Thanks, Cass. I don't know how to...
Now get out of here. Don't come back.
Sure. I'm leaving right now.
Hey, Cass. Have you heard the news?
What do you mean?
Biggest strikes in Sutter's Creek. Made this afternoon up on Middle Fork.
Big one, huh? Who made it?
The claims registered in two names. Brett Miller and Nancy Payne.
Payne? Are you sure that's the name?
Yeah. They found out all about him. He's a widower and she's a widow. They've each got a young kid. Their names are Jerry and Callista.
Yeah, I remember now.
And the name of the mine is Gerald Payne. That's the widow's dead husband.
Gerald Payne.
He got killed in some kind of an accident back in Missouri. Yes. That gun you're holding. It's silver plated just like the one.
Better than that, Shorty.
This is the same gun.
The same... Well, I'll be... How'd you get it back after that owl hoot in the black...
I don't know exactly how it happened, and I don't care. I know that masked outlaw did you and me a big favor.
Well, how could he? What do you mean?
The Gerald Payne's the biggest gold strikes in Sutter Creek. I'm going to own it.
Own it? Cass, how can you...
They're arranging for an accident to happen to four people, and then using this gun to prove a legal relationship to the family.
Within a few days, the Gerald Payne gold mine was producing high-grade ore. Brett Miller and Nancy knew that their fortunes were made. Meanwhile, in a well-hidden camp not far away, the Lone Ranger waited anxiously for Tonto's return from an important trip.
What did you find out, Tonto?
Man in town, same man who tried to steal horse from Jerry. His name, Cass Slater. Other man, Shorty Rand.
I thought so. Have you been trailing both of them for the past two nights?
Last night they hid plenty blasting powder near Gerald Payne mine.
I don't know what it is, but Slater's up to some kind of crooked work. Stay right up there. You, Silver.
Everybody at the mine tonight.
Everybody? Mr. Miller, Mrs. Payne, Jerry, and Callista?
It'll be killer. Me watch them go there.
All right. Come on, Silver. Get him up. Let's count.
Folks, this is all there is to our mine. Just a hole in the mountain.
I think it's wonderful.
You ought to see it in the daytime, Callista, when we're taking out the ore.
Oh, Brad, I can hardly believe it. We really own a gold mine.
Won't be hard to believe a few weeks from now, when the money starts coming in.
Gerald had only lived...
Reach! I've just heard one of you that moved.
Hey, what the...
Oh, get the same old ones.
Shut up, I'll do this. You got that glass set, Shorty?
Oh, sir, Cass.
Cass? He must be the Cass who... And Ma, Brett... Look at that gun he's holding on us.
What do you mean, Jerry?
It's the same one Ma gave you in Missouri to pay my bills.
Shut up. All you people have to do is stand there. Blast and Pudge will take care of everything else. Put Shorty and I back out of here.
Are you murdering our horse?
Stepping on Pudge. All right, Shorty, light.
Yeah.
What the?
Callista, it's the name of the mask again. Come on. Oh, Brad, I... Look at
that
pull
of your tail on the fire. Come on, Nancy, Callista. We can run for it.
Come on, up, Pudge.
Let him shoot!
Oh,
stay away from that blasting powder. Watch out, Tonto! He's got a fuse with a gun to...
Look, he's in front!
Run, Tonto!
Didn't last very long, did it, Brett?
We can sink another shaft, Nancy. It'll be as good as ever in a few days. Of course, we can't sink it in the same spot. Cass Slater and a gun that had your husband's name on it are gone for good.
I'm glad that the gun is gone.
Rather than risk a playing gun like that falling into the hands of the wrong man, I'd prefer to see it at the bottom of the deepest ocean, or buried under a mountain, forever.
I'm sure that Gerald and Colonel Colt would want it that way.
You must try to forget about it, Nancy.
I suppose I will someday. But I'll never forget the man in the mask and his gun. Who was he, Brett?
A Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.